Good afternoon, good morning to the listeners and our clients. You're really important to us. So this is Marius Oberholzer, the head of the multi-strategy team, portfolio manager of the Standard Baptist Trust Fund, which I'd like to just give you a quick informal quarterly update as of the end of September 2022. So the quarter was notable for two distinct halves. We started with a really oversold market and a rebound post the heavy selling that we'd seen through the second quarter. We talked about that in my last quarterly podcast. And then some aggressive selling into the end of this third quarter period, end of September. This was really driven initially, that rebound driven by the view around peak inflation. Again, being bandied around the market, some of the suggestions that we've seen was that the aggressive interest rates hikes globally in the Federal Reserve would be able to pivot towards rate cuts. We'd seen that being priced into markets for early 2023 at that time. But the hopes were dashed by a continuation of inflation numbers continuing to surprise to the upside and moving from a goods inflation environment very much into a services inflation environment. My colleague and our chief economist, Kevin Lings, would have elaborated that in many of his regular notes. But really, the indicators that we're looking at in terms of sticky inflation, which my colleagues David McNay and Michael Streetfield have talked about in previous commentary, also just proving that resilience around inflation, which has got markets a little bit worried. We had the Jackson Hole Symposium in late August, where Jerome Powell, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, spoke very hawkishly around the rate trajectory and the continuation of the cycle and the need to really bring inflation under control. None of this is new to market observers. But his rhetoric at Jackson Hole and then furthermore in press conferences that took place post rate hikes in the United States. We had a third consecutive 75 basis point rate hike in September. Their projections around the dot plots showing willingness to keep rates elevated and the need to be restrictive to bring the heat out of the economy, but also to bring those price pressures under control, really did hamper markets to some degree. The Fed members as a whole now expect unemployment to rise towards 4.4% by the end of 2023. Current levels are around 3.5%. And when those numbers were released, naturally the market downside volatility ratcheted much higher. Everyone is aware that the US economy has been unable to avoid recession when unemployment rates increase to this degree. Of course, markets and economies are disconnected oftentimes. And really, the key question for the team and I is really to work out how much has been priced into markets given the reasonably aggressive falls that we've had over the last 12 months in equities and in bonds, where correlations have meant that the aggregate 60-40 portfolio has suffered significant losses, most of the worst on record. Ultimately, these two distinct halves in the quarter culminated in the negative quarter for risk assets. Global developed market equities declined by circa 6%, outperforming emerging markets, which were down 11.5%, continuing, and those are dollar term numbers, by the way, the continuation of the concerns around Chinese property and Xi Jinping's move to prosperity culture and less of a growth-orientated outlook, and then a continuation of the COVID lockdowns in China continue to hamper that up to this point in time growth dynamic for the world. South African equities, a mild 2.4% decline for the CAPSFIX index, assisted by a rand which declined by 11.1% versus the dollar. The dollar rose against almost all currencies. Local markets, industrials down 1.5%, resources down 2%, with the headwinds from the prevailing narrative around recession globally continues to hamper that asset class. Property underperforming by those equity indices down 4% and financials down 4.6%. It has been a crowded trade. I mentioned the dollar running supreme on a trade weight of basis, the dollar was up 4.6%, held back dramatically by the continuation of the weakening yen. The euro dropped below parity again, and of course we started seeing some fairly scary dynamics coming out of the UK, where the newly elected Prime Minister Liz Truss released a mini budget, completely ignorant around what the response would be from asset markets as well as economic commentators, which really sent sterling plummeting to an all-time low against the dollar, 1.03 for a brief moment, and cable lost around 8.3% versus the dollar. And that really seems to be now at the forefront of market participants' attention, and the dominoes around liquidity, around leverage in the UK pension system, etc. Something to watch, and probably outside the scope of this short commentary. Inflation expectations, oil prices, good prices coming off, but services really continuing higher, as well as the shelter component, which is such a big component of the inputs around consumer price inflation, elevated again, which I touched on. US Treasuries were down 4.4% for the quarter. The 10-year yield crossed 4%. That's a fairly aggressive level. And as I do this commentary, the curve continues to flirt with inversion in the short end versus that 10-year level. South Africa's higher nominal and real yield still continues to really give us a running yield. But again, that capital appreciation that we think will come about over the next 12 months or so still evading us, but does remain a favored asset class on a strategic or on a tactical asset allocation basis post our tactical asset allocation meeting towards the end of September. Credit markets were also a little bit volatile, high yields struggling a little bit, and spreads are widening, again pointing towards this more recessionary feel that asset markets are thinking about. In terms of the fund itself, the fund didn't have a great September, but did have a reasonable quarter, with the quarter ending up 1.5%. That's an absolute number, up fund 1.5% for the quarter. That's on a gross of fees basis, depending which class of share you're invested in, which means the fund remains positive on a year-to-date basis, and over the last 12 months has generated just north of 7% return for investors, again, depending on which fee class you're in. But again, a positive return. The volatility of the fund over the last 12 months sits at around 6.3%, providing a positive Sharpe ratio of 0.4. It's not a bad outcome for the fund when you take in context for the last 12 months return. Properties down 8.75%, global aggregate bonds down 5%, global equities as measured by ACWI down 5%, those are all in RAND terms, and South African equities up marginally, South African bonds up marginally to the tune of around 1% and 1.5% respectively. Those are broad numbers. So overall, the fund outperforming, asset classes coming with a significantly lower degree of volatility and giving you good quality returns. All the things that we talk about consistently, and we are in that protective mindset. We have continued to take risk a little bit prudently. I mentioned this in the last quarter where we are increasing our risk, albeit slowly. Measuredly as valuations start looking towards more fair valuations, but the problem that we do sit with is that equities continue to look a little bit expensive relative to global bonds. South African equities look cheap relative to themselves, but a little bit expensive relative to South African bonds. So a more cautious stance in terms of fixed income rate instruments does remain our prevailing broad tactical asset allocation exposure. From the perspective of our hedges, we continue to hedge our offshore exposures to some degree, despite the dollar strength, the additional carry, the volatility control is something important to our process and around the quality of returns. So again, just a reminder around that return profile, we're up 1.5% for that third quarter of 2022, which puts us 1.3% for the year to date and around 7% over the last 12 months. So not something to be sneezed at. Reasonably satisfied with that, although we always strive for better. Thank you for your support. One of my team or I will be back to do the December quarterly recap in this informal basis. We hope you enjoy listening to this. Hopefully it's easier medium for you versus the fact sheets. And if you've got any comments, please do reach out to us directly or to any one of the business development managers that you engage with regularly. With that, thanks very much. Have a good day.